In this episode of the Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking Podcast, Musa Tlanti, who is our Head of Trade Sales for Transaction Banking in South Africa, is in conversation with Donald Khatsewe, Transactor Manager, Trade Sales in Transaction Banking, discussing how the impact of the global supply chain disruptions from a global and South African context have had on a variety of industries, and how corporates and financial institutions have navigated this new landscape.
Great to have you, Musa.
Thanks for having me, Donald. It's a pleasure being here.
Fantastic. So, Musa, please paint a picture for us so that we understand the supply chain disruptions and the impact.
Sure, Don. Quite an interesting question. So I think globally, we're still feeling the after effects of the COVID pandemic, and we see it on a daily basis. It's quite evident in the supply chain disruptions that we're seeing today. Some of the examples include, for example, the shortages in terms of production inputs that we've seen for semiconductors and microchips, which are crucial for a number of sectors, including the automotive sector. We've seen port congestions, not only globally in Shanghai, for example, but also locally in Durban. And we've also experienced container shortages globally, where clients have shifted from effectively container procurement to bulk procurement in order to ensure that there is some level of supply. And obviously, all of these particular disruptions then impact the freight costs and also the lead times in terms of goods that are delivered for our clients. And also, I think another huge impact is the liquidity squeeze that we see that clients are facing, and them having to effectively make sure that they forecast accordingly in terms of their liquidity requirements.
Wow, that's very interesting, Musa. And what about here locally in the South African market? What exactly are we seeing?
Sure. Good question, Don. Locally in SA, I think we've experienced some headwinds as well. Most recently, we saw last year the flooding in KZN and also the social unrest, where companies experienced damage in terms of inventory and stock. And there were long periods of time where they had to halt production, which obviously puts a strain on their working capital, especially within the industrials clients, specifically the automotive and manufacturing sectors. The second headwind that we also experienced was the Transnet strike last year, which had an impact this year as well, where a lot of our clients were significantly impacted in terms of not being able to export or transport product out of the country, especially the mining and metals clients and also some of the agri clients as well. And obviously, I think the biggest elephant in the room is the load shedding. And here, the load shedding impact has had an overall negative impact in terms of the economy with respect to productivity and just general business and consumer confidence within the SA market.
Understood. I think we all remember that time. Now, from a sort of macroeconomic perspective and globally, is there a similar impact that we're seeing?
Definitely. We are experiencing quite a volatile macroeconomic and geopolitical environment at the moment. We saw last year elevated commodity prices, both crude oil and also food prices. And this was largely driven by the Russia-Ukraine war, which is still continuing today. We saw SA also experiencing increasing interest rates. But also what is key is that we also saw the likes of the US and UK also trying to fight off inflationary pressures by also increasing interest rates in order for them to avoid a technical recession. And that's critical because those are our key export partners from an SA point of view.
Wow. I mean, it's almost a bleak picture that you're painting there. Given all these developments and challenges, what is the sentiment specifically from our clients?
Yeah, I think having spoken to a number of our clients across variety of sectors. Obviously, we bank the majority of clients within the SA market. I think companies, especially CFOs and treasurers and CEOs, have come to the realization that we are operating in a relatively new landscape, which requires different decision-making within those companies, and primarily decision-making related to the management of risk, both trade risk and also foreign exchange risk, but also the revaluation of procurement strategies in terms of procuring either locally or also foreign. And I think the last critical point is the enhanced management or forecasting of liquidity and working capital requirements, which has become critical in every company and every corporate that we engage with as a bank.
Interesting, interesting. Now, Musa, from a bank perspective, from a Standard Bank perspective, how can we assist our clients in navigating these disruptions?
Good question again, Don. I think there are a number of ways that we can assist our clients, and we have assisted them. However, there's no one solution which is a silver bullet. And you have to solution on the basis of a specific requirement and a specific need from a client. However, there are a couple of key themes that have emerged in terms of what clients are asking us as a bank to assist them with. And primarily, there are three themes. One is risk mitigation in terms of either mitigating performance risk or payment risk. The second is in order to assist them in relation to having assurance of supply of goods and services. And the last one is around the availability of liquidity in order for them to run their businesses. And maybe if I just delve a bit into the three, call it themes. If you look at risk mitigation, there's a clear indication that clients are worried about country and counterparty risk. And they obviously want certainty in terms of payments and performance. I think in this regard, Standard Bank has been leaders in offering our clients the ability to add confirmation against some of their letters of credit through our, obviously our very, very strong FI presence, which is 21 countries in Africa and our FI network. And as well, we've been able to provide them with the ability to discount those letters of credit in order to provide liquidity within their own environment. On the second theme, in terms of assurance, clients also want visibility of their goods and assurance in terms of delivery times of their goods and commodities. On this particular aspect, we provide solutions such as Trade Suite, which provide an end-to-end import solution for importers that require support with the management of key importation functions, such as the sourcing of supplies and also the sourcing of logistics providers. The offering is supplemented by a digital platform that provides clients with visibility via its order tracking and exposure management capability, and also allows for transactability for our clients as they execute their trade finance transactions. Secondly, in line with enhancing the visibility for our clients, the trade team has also recently just launched a new trade online platform, which allows clients to digitally execute their documented trade transactions, including guarantees and letters of credit, whilst also having full visibility on their limits and exposure on a real-time basis. On the third theme, which is availability of liquidity, our supply chain finance solutions have been utilized quite effectively by a number of our corporate clients as a key negotiation mechanism in order to negotiate preferential credit terms with their suppliers, especially in cases where suppliers are increasingly trying to get paid much, much earlier in the value chain. Here we have implemented a supplier financing solution which allows for suppliers to receive early settlement on the basis of the buyer's relationship with the bank. This, we believe, provides a win-win situation for both the supplier and also the buyer. And also the funding solution then speaks to supply chain continuity and also the assurance of supply in terms of product or commodity.
That's very interesting, Musa. Clients normally complain that it is not as easy said as done on diversifying their source of procurement. Now, can the bank assist with this in any way?
Another great question, Don. I think banks have traditionally been great at providing funding solutions. However, recently, due to the impact of limited supply on certain goods, clients have indicated that they want to diversify their sources of supply of goods and services. And therefore, Standard Bank has launched a groundbreaking Africa-China trade solution, which is predominantly earmarked to help facilitate and promote import and export activities through the Africa-China trade corridor. The solution, in a nutshell, assists clients by providing them with insights on key Chinese suppliers and importers, and also helps with the vetting of those suppliers and also cross-border transactions.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, a big thank you, Musa, for your time. I found this very, very interesting and extremely insightful.
Thank you, Don. And thank you for the opportunity to share and provide some insight.
Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.